Three, two, one.
Welcome, one and all. You have just entered the Tom and Topher podcast experiment. First word in entertainment, tainment. We explore the mysteries of the universe, our minds, and much more. So come along with us to the edge of all that is possible. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello and welcome.
Recently, we had a great podcast with our friend Francisco.
We did.
I feel like a lot was missing from that podcast as well.
Like what?
A little backstory. I feel like we kind of touched on it. Mm-hmm. But who is Fran? Who is this Francisco dude?
Yeah, what's he all about?
Who are we to him? And more importantly, who is he to us?
That's a very deep question that we should probably explore.
Questions that need to be answered today. Mm-hmm. So come along with us to the edge of our friendship with Francisco.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, let's tell a little tale, shall we?
Okay, start us off.
A tale of friendship. A tale of stars aligning. Right?
Big time.
All right. So, I used to live about 5 hours away from Sacramento in a little shit town called Bakersfield. Probably talked about this a little bit. But, Bakersfield, if you don't know what it is, it's the desert. They call it the armpit of California. It's just the desert. A lot of oil rigs, a lot of cows.
What do you do for fun there?
Drink, or a lot of people like meth.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people like to do methamphetamine there.
Well, what if you just want a good place to eat?
There's a lot of gang activity. Oh. So you can join a gang if you want. You could go to prison for a bit. There's one of those there. There's Wasco Prison as well, if you choose. Hmm.
Not really sure why I would want to live here.
It's cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
When you, like, what do you pay here for, like, a just normal apartment? Probably, like, for a two-person apartment, like, $1,400?
Minimum.
Best.
Yeah.
Best. Mm-hmm. That's, like, a crappy one, too.
Yeah. Like, you have trash service.
Where the walls are literally, like, cardboard. Just painted cardboard. Yeah.
And you always have someone arguing next door with their wife. Screaming at each other.
Just debating on whether to just keep reading your book or call the police for spousal abuse and
domestic violence. You don't want to hear that.
Every day is just a constant debate.
So yeah, it's cheap. Head. Bakersfield's cheap.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we drifted off a bit.
Backstory.
I moved here a few years ago. Started working at a store here and moved to Chris's store. And later on, Francisco got hired there. Mm-hmm. And we all worked together for quite some time before we ever hung out.
It's true.
It's truth.
It's pure truth.
And eventually, me and Francisco kind of started hanging out a little bit. And Chris joined the gang. And literally one day, Chris said, hey man, you want to start a podcast? We had watched the Graham Hancock and a few of the other, like, really cool Joe Rogan podcasts.
The Paul Stamets one was what I was watching when I texted you that.
Just inspired. Mm-hmm. And here we are. What is it, like a year and a half later almost? Mm-hmm. Still doing podcasts.
Yeah.
What's up, world? What number is this?
Let's see, we're on episode 8, season 2. Episode 8, so what's that? 33?
33, yeah.
Dang.
33 episodes.
It's wild.
What was the cutoff that we talked about where most people fail
13.
Or quit?
13.
Most podcasts are ended at episode 13.
But we kept going.
I'm proud.
We're 20 episodes past that.
This is a cool little work of art. You know what's funny is right now, so we started this a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And a year and a half ago, we were telling people, like my parents, like, hey, this thing, it's going crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some crazy podcasts out there that are getting huge numbers. And it's weird to me that you don't understand how big this is right now.
Yeah.
It's odd to me. And I was like, we're hopping on it. We're gonna just talk about what we want to talk about. And we did. Mm-hmm. And now, everybody knows about podcasts. My parents, who a year and a half ago didn't know what the word podcast meant, are now listening to multiple podcasts. And the reaction from people that I got when we first started this was so embarrassing. Truly.
What?
Dude, remember Andrew? It was just a lot of people were just like, why?
Well, yeah, there's...
What are you doing?
It's saturated. There's already so many podcasts. There's hundreds.
So many podcasts, but from people my age, 24 years old, 23, mm-hmm. A lot of people were just like, why? Like that old thing, like radio? What do you mean? Whose is that?
That's yours. Please silence your cell phone.
Sorry. But now, I mean, people hear that I have a podcast and they're like excited. They're like, what?
Yeah.
It's like something that people think they can't do. Mm-hmm. They can't just get their phone and do a podcast or something.
Right. Like, so you have a show? You have a studio?
What do you talk about?
How do you record it?
Yeah, it's easy. It's fun.
So fun.
We're doing exactly what we want to do.
Yeah, it's just getting better and better.
Yeah.
And,
I'm excited because we got some really cool shit coming up. And that is, I talked to one of my friends. Go look him up. His name is Ashes. He's a rapper. And he makes some good shit. And he works with Foreign Forest, who's a very popular rapper. And this is all, it's kind of like the new genre of like emo rap type.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as like Cryboy. Sorry, Adam, you're Cryboy. It is what it is. emo rap coming up. And Foreign Forest makes some good shit. Yeah. And he got my friend Adam to make some music, and they make some really good shit together. And so I asked Adam, I was like, hey man, loving your shit. Can we podcast? And he's down. And he told me that we could definitely podcast with Frankie or Foreign Forest as well. And so I think we're going to pack up and do a little tour down south and maybe podcast with some more friends. Like, I know we had Logan on one of our recent episodes. And hopefully we can get some people like my friend Bryson and John and Logan on again. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. Yeah, do a little tour down there.
That'd be so fun.
So fun. That's like my dream, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about this.
Do a road show.
I was like, I mean, we talked about this a lot, doing like a traveling podcast. Like, mm-hmm. What if we were to get like a trailer, like a big trailer, and like just have a podcast set up in there. Just travel the world.
It'd be so cool.
Dream. Travel the United States. Then,
yeah, it's like one, like an episode of State or something cool like that.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
All we things we
set,
could do.
We need to set some sort of, I don't know, funding something up so that we can get this rolling.
Like a, what was the one we were working on?
Look up like Patreon or Kickstarter.
Yeah, Kickstarter's one we're like working
on. Yeah, we need to get something like that up. Next episode, we're going to have more details on that.
Mm-hmm.
Promise you that.
We gotta have some business meetings, you and I.
Yeah, some real mountain.
So we gotta suit up and head to our nearest pub house.
Uh-huh.
And talk business.
Talk real business.
With papers.
And pens.
Folders.
Yes. And dialogue.
And I'll bring my, you know.
What?
My bag.
Your satchel.
Satchel.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what the
and
word.
And your peacoat.
Yeah, peacoat.
And you're going to hang it up when you come in.
Yes, shake off the stupid hats. The
yeah, the stupid fucking hats.
I hate those
little mafia hats.
Little IPA hats. Little Peaky Blinders.
Mickey.
Fucking Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Excuse me, sir.
Fucking British
I'm a Peaky Blinder.
I'm just kidding. I love British people.
I know. God bless them.
God bless you guys.
We love you over here. We love your accents.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that, like, when a British person says something, it's just automatically true?
Oh, that this is a smart thing.
it's like a homeless, like, just train wrecked.
Yeah.
But it's a British person, like, with a beautiful accent.
Mm-hmm.
He knows stuff.
Yeah, why would he lie?
Yeah. He's read books. Yeah. No matter what, like
he wrote English.
he speaks it.
So I'm not sure why you disagree with him. What do you got? What are you drinking over there?
This is mine. Don't look
what
at it.
What is that?
It's mine.
What is that? Coffee? You dare bring that in front of me?
Yeah, it's coffee.
Oh wow! Can I get a sip?
It has vanilla. You wouldn't like it.
I'm just kidding.
Ugh, it has sugar-free vanilla. It's so bad.
Where'd you get that?
I brought it from work.
You got sugar-free vanilla?
I get to just bring unlimited coffee home.
That's good.
It's great.
Those are the good old days. I can't say that. I almost said I miss working at Starbucks. Almost. That's not true.
I love working at Starbucks. And I've said that. We don't even need to go into it.
Yeah. You said it.
Well, we can get some coffee afterwards, bud.
Okay, good.
I know you're an addict. That shit is addicting.
It is addicting.
I love it. I love coffee.
What if we brewed coffee?
We can. I have Kenya Blend.
Do you mind? What if we just brewed hot coffee?
Do you want to stop the podcast?
Yeah, let's... we're going to take a quick little coffee break.
Yeah, Tom and Topher, coffee break.
Don't go anywhere.
I hate this. I hate you. Should we actually, though?
You want to?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, cool. Hey, come. We're going to take a quick pause, guys. Tune in. After the break. Thanks, bye. Welcome back, everybody. We are caffeinated. We're ready. We're going to do something we haven't done in a while.
What are we going to do?
It's a Tom and Topher coffee tasting.
Here it is.
So saddle up.
What are we drinking?
Today, we're drinking something that is near and dear to my heart. Something that I love and cherish. And something that was taken from me not so long ago.
How?
And that is the Kenya Blend. This was taken from me because Starbucks stopped selling it. But they they have these cool little, they're called Passport Series coffees. And they're like, I don't know, like once a month they come out with a new one. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
They come out with a new one. And they came out with a Kenya blend. So let's try this. What's up? Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that was sorry. So sick.
That was so sickening.
Sorry. All right. So this coffee is my favorite because it is pretty much just like the most fruity coffee I've ever tasted in my life.
Yeah, it's not too acidic either.
It's not a dark, it's not a light. It's smooth. Right in the medium. Hits you right in the taste buds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't hurt your tongue when you drink it. Smooth. Like you said, the acidity is low. And it just has tons of fruity note. We got sweet pomegranate and zesty grapefruit. Like, what? Ew, what?
Wow, so tart. All it's right. Got a nice tart taste to it.
One more sip. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm.
That's good coffee.
All right. That's that. Dude, I love coffee.
Me too.
My I just my mom has actually never said this before, but she came into my work the other day and she was like, "Oh yeah, I've been drinking coffee since Tommy was in my stomach. So he's been drinking coffee since before he was even born. That's why he likes coffee so much."
That's hilarious. Did you drink it as like a teenager?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Because of church.
Coffee at church?
Yeah, dude. Like every, you go to any just
true.
Non-denominational Christian church, there's always just endless coffee and donuts.
Yeah. What church I went to was like that.
That's probably why I have like the problems I have right now. Just donuts, so much coffee at a young age.
For me, it was access to donuts.
Oh no.
A lot of donuts. Going to church, all the church functions and stuff.
Yeah.
That bad food. Not good.
Hate to hear that.
Hate to hear it.
So what is this we got here?
That is a... let me see the bottle. It's a red blend. Sheriff by Shadow Ranch Wineries in Sierra Foothills. Right here in Plymouth, California. This is wine country wine. Okay? No games.
Sheriff. What's that about?
Just their wine brands. Their red blend. Not much...
Got a sheriff's badge on the front.
Nice
sheriff. Looks actually pretty manly.
Pretty cool.
Like some manly wine.
Yep. Write you a ticket.
Pour it up.
Write you a ticket with this wine.
Pour that up.
Okay. Simple twist off.
Here, you want me to pour it?
Yeah, you're closer.
All right. Dang, this is heavy.
What I like about red blends...
Oh, shit.
...is it's like a nice medium body. And same with the coffee we just drank. It has a lot of fruity notes. A lot of fruity notes. I get a lot of, like, cherry and... Yeah.
That's the sound of some wine being poured. All right. Ooh, that smells good.
Got this for Christmas.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
What? I normally don't like red wine.
Really?
I normally don't like wine much at all, but this is good.
This tastes like church wine.
It's like... yeah. I don't like really thick red wine. You know?
Like Cabernets.
Like super sweet.
I don't like that.
No.
This is like very mildly sweet.
I like mine tasting like a rotten grape or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just something that like stings your throat going down.
Wait, you want yours to taste like that or you don't want
it? I do.
Okay.
Want it to burn. This stuff burns, kind of.
It's got a good burn. Good alcohol taste to it.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Cheers to us.
Cheers.
Here
to
we are.
Tom and Topher.
Season 2, episode 8.
Hey, let's talk about something.
What?
Ketosis. Keto.
Oh, yeah.
Low carb.
What is up with that thing?
So on December 8th, I decided to do low carb. I didn't want to do keto, and I'm still not doing keto. I'm doing just very low carb, low sugar. I'm not doing no carb, no sugar, and I do a cheat day once a week. I'm not super hard on myself. I'm just trying to reduce carb intake because I think that was my biggest problem. And once I did, I mean, I started this on December 8th, and what day is it now?
20th.
November,
2020.
January 20th. So I stopped smiling.
Why?
Don't.
Continue.
Okay. and I weighed myself December 8th, I was 245,
I'm 6 foot six, and I just weighed myself the other day, and I was 225.
Jesus Christ, that's 20 pounds. Yeah.
Technically, I was 226, but I just rounded, you know?
Yeah. Still, that's quite a bit of weight loss.
That's, I feel it too. I feel like I lost that much weight. Mm-hmm.
I started it January 1st and have lost 14 pounds so far.
Dang. So, I didn't know that. I'm not at the point really, like, people aren't, like, noticing. Mm-hmm. They're not like, oh my god, you've lost weight. But I look at myself now and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a huge change.
Yeah. Like, I could see it in your face. I can see it in my face, but, you know, everywhere else, still got time.
Well, I had these pants that I had bought and they were too small. I couldn't fit in them. And I was really mad that I couldn't fit in them. And this was like a long time ago, like 5 years ago, probably. And so I kept them, and I was like, this is my goal weight, mm-hmm. to be able to get into these pants. And I wore them to work yesterday, and I was like, damn, I'm wearing these pants. That's cool. I thought I'd never fit in, ever. So it's super encouraging, dude. And awesome. This keto thing. And mind you, I'm not doing keto. Like I said before, Chris. Doing low carb, low sugar.
All right. I believe you.
Doing keto.
Hey, I believe you.
I'm not one of those guys. Okay?
I believe you.
I'm not you.
Why? What the fuck?
It's just a douchebag. Come on, let him out. Goes into out. Any trend he wants. Okay?
Listen to me. Listening. When you started this whole thing, you were calling it keto. Don't What's up, bud? Fucking lie on the show here.
Hey, this is a Christian podcast. Do not curse.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, did you want more wine?
May I please have some more wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, this keto thing is crazy. We're calling it keto, but we're both basically doing low carb.
Yeah, mind you guys, we are not doing keto.
I want to, though. I'm going to get a keto thingy. You stab your finger. Does the blood test.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Ketosis.
See if I'm in actual ketosis.
Well, here's the deal. I did not believe in it. I don't believe in most of these trendy diets. But
fad diets.
Here's the thing. If you just forget about keto and think about, okay, I'm eating meat and vegetables all the time. Chicken and broccoli. Steak and veggies. Mm-hmm. You know, you can eat teriyaki chicken and green beans. Like, bomb-ass food that is so easy for your body to digest.
Yeah.
And if you eat that all the time, just think about, just in a couple weeks, I guarantee you, you'll feel different. And I did, and that's what I was guaranteed. And that's why I kept going with it, was because I lost 10 pounds in just like 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is happening?
The thing is, the weight loss is so fast and rapid. And it's, for me, it's like effortless.
Yeah.
Like, once you eat that food, you stop craving. For me, I haven't had any cravings for bread or anything. Sometimes I look at a bagel and want it, but sorry. It doesn't take that long for me to get past it.
And like that feeling of, I don't know, like when I eat carbs now, because I have one cheat day a week and I'll go ham. When I do eat carbs, I feel like shit. My body feels like shit. And if I eat carbs before I go to bed and I wake up, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
And your body, it's hard for them to process the carbs. So people are just eating majority carbs in meals, you know?
Yeah. feel like also this makes my brain a lot clearer too. Like, I'm not foggy. I feel like when I have a bunch of carbs, like pasta or bread or something, I'm like, it's a little bit of fog to my thinking. Now I feel very clear on what I'm doing. I'm not making any dumb mistakes at work.
I can attest to that.
How so?
Or no, detest. The opposite of a test. Protest.
You protest?
Yeah.
Why? You feel like I've been dumb?
I'm just a dumb dummy.
That's not true.
Just an idiot.
Yeah, everyone's an idiot when they smoke as much weed as you smoked yesterday.
Well, that's my point.
And?
I'm sorry, Christopher.
Rudeness. There's no reason for that. Vibe check you.
I'm losing more weight doing this than I did going to the gym for months.
Yeah. And intermittent fasting for me. I'm losing weight faster with this than intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
That one's like a slow weight loss. It's like a pound a week.
Seems so easy. When I'm hungry, I make the weirdest snacks, dude.
Like what?
I make deviled eggs all the time. All the time.
I'm constantly making eggs or bacon. Or cutting up avocados.
What do we got here?
Sorry. I'm scared. What did you put on?
Some sort of hentai, I don't know.
It's creeping me out. I can't look at it anymore.
Don't look at it, Chris.
Oh, that's cool. But yeah, the food that that you eat on it, it's everything I love. Eggs, bacon, meat, vegetables.
Yeah.
I have to dial back on potatoes quite a bit, but other than that, smooth sailing. I like pasta, but I'm not really missing it right now.
I started this just wanting, on December 8th, I just saw some guy on the H3 podcast. He's one of the tech workers there. I think his name is Zach. I don't know. But he lost a shit ton of weight doing keto, and he was like, just try it for 2 weeks and see what happens. And he was like, I lost weight within 2 weeks, and that's what, you know, that's what kind of keeps you going. So I did it, and 2 weeks, sure enough, lost weight, felt better. I loved the shit I was eating. I was buying, like, real good food, meats, veggies.
Yeah, you're going hard, like pork and
sausage, eggs.
Always posting your cooking videos. Meanwhile, veggies. I'm in a parking lot eating Taco Bell.
Just shoving your gullet.
With poison.
With just oatmeal meat. Disgusting.
Soy meat.
Just so putrid. Just a peasant.
It has like rat teeth in it.
You're just shoving it down your throat. It's like just parked.
Hot sauce stains on my shirt.
Trying to get it open with your mouth as fast as you can.
Get it.
Sprays all over your chest.
Beans all over my face.
Damn it! Belly's kind of like halfway showing.
There's an olive on it.
God damn.
Do they have olives at Taco Bell?
I don't know. That's a good question.
They don't really do.
I feel like they do.
We'll have to find out, won't we?
Yeah, let's go.
No.
Order just some olives.
Absolutely not.
Well, here's the deal. If you want to lose weight, if you want to lose weight fast, recommend keto.
Highly recommend it.
I feel like soon I'm gonna try and incorporate some running and working out, because I feel like I'm losing a lot of weight, and the biggest thing that people said was they lost too much weight and they had to gain muscle back, stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
I feel like when I lift weights, though, I want to eat more. This would be a good diet for that. Because the stuff you eat is filling, so filling.
Yeah.
And it fills you up so fast. Like avocados. I've been eating avocados like a madman.
I love those things.
You can make them so many different ways.
And hey, there's a lot of them in California.
Well, this is avocado country.
Yeah, farm to Fort Capital.
Yeah, pretty much. You nailed it on the head there.
Yeah, right on the head.
All right, well, moving on from keto.
What you got?
Vibe check, dude.
Vibe check?
How you doing?
Good.
What's going on in your life?
Checking my vibe?
Yeah.
Life is swell. I feel like, well, me and you have been making a lot of music, dude.
Big time.
A lot of music going on. It's really cool.
It's been awesome.
We've talked about it a lot on the podcast that we were going to do this. And we've been doing it for a few months now. Just growing and getting our skills fine-tuned, if you will. And now we've kind of come together and we've started like putting our music talents together and forming a little something-something.
Yeah. Kind of finding our voice.
Yeah.
You know? And what's kind of, I was thinking about this today, is that I know exactly the kind of music I would make if I was making music by myself. But what's interesting about this music project is that it's forcing me to go in a direction, a different direction. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Same. We're both kind of meshing whatever we're working on together, you know? Like, while you're working on the beat, I'm working on the melody. And mm-hmm. you're working on a melody, I'm tuning up the beat mm-hmm. with like a kick drum or something.
And you have to match the beat to a melody that maybe you wouldn't have done that way.
Yeah.
But it still sounds good to you. So you're going to change the way you do things a little bit to match that. And that's where new creative neural pathways are created, I think, at a faster rate. Collaborating, going out of your comfort zone.
Music is crazy. It's like a connection of souls.
Yeah.
Like, music is like a echo of your soul that you're putting out there.
I bet it's like, so like, each human being is emitting this frequency, and when they collaborate on music, it makes this new harmonic frequency
across the universe. It's like birds when they sing.
Yeah.
But in a different way. Or wolves when they howl.
These are some trippy visuals we got here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really liking it, though.
I'm hoping when we do get a podcast studio, a very decent one, we'll have, like, giant screens that we can just trip out to while we podcast.
So if we had a podcast studio, would we have an attached music studio to that?
Or we could just design it to where it could be both.
Yeah. Like, one portion of it's, like, the...
You could just, like, have it, like, you know, these arms that move in a certain direction, and we can just push, kind of, one desk back and pull another one over, and then it's just a music studio. And then pull it back, and then there's a table.
Yeah, or it could be just one giant studio. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, the room where the podcast is made, which looks like a boardroom or something.
Yeah.
And the rest is the music studio.
But then there's the travel studio. RV.
That's the mobile one.
Mobile studio.
Yeah. So we'll get we gotta get a cloud service.
Yeah.
Since we're mobile, upload it to the cloud.
Uh-huh.
And you can take it anywhere you want.
Right.
As long as you have wireless connectivities.
Honestly though, that'd be so cool to get a neck pop. So cool to get a mobile little podcast studio going. Travel the world.
Yeah, big time.
Go to Canada.
Good God.
South America.
Stop.
ayahuasca with some shaman.
That'd be wild. That would be a wild show.
On a podcast.
Yeah. Talk about the right right when you wake up, just start the podcast.
It probably wouldn't like Mark Hamilton. Is that his name?
Hamilton Morris.
Hamilton Morris. He does it he does that kind of stuff, and Vsauce did that on camera, and they said that all the cameras around kind of affected their trip a bit.
Oh, really? In a bad way?
Yeah. But I guarantee you just having a little mic wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
Go down to South America and do that. Anybody wants to fund our South America trip? No pun intended. Go to www. What is it?
Kickstarter.com. We don't have a funding. We'll have one up. We don't have a funding source yet.
Yeah, we'll have one up.
Yeah, I'm out of wine.
You need more?
Yes, please. Good pour sound there.
Drink up, buttercup.
You still down to make music after this?
Mm-hmm. Well, like we said before, we're going to have some really cool people on soon. We also not only will have Foreign Forest and Ashes hopefully on soon, but my friend Austin, he's a drummer of the band. What is it?
I don't remember the band name. We get his band on here, though.
Yeah. Well, his whole band, he said they're down. So, Austin, let's do it, bud. Let's get it going, bud.
Get on here. We need to talk. Yeah. Lots to talk about. Yeah.
There wasn't too much we wanted to say this podcast. We just wanted a little update, let you guys know what was going on.
Yeah.
What do you say we end it?
Let's do it. Good night, everyone. Good one.
Do a little wine tasting, coffee tasting. Bless your hearts. Thanks for joining us.
Ow, fuck.
Love you. God bless you. Angels watch over you guys all night long.
Bye-bye.